Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Daily Boom podcast, where we discuss all things crypto market. We're talking about Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, meme coins, NFTs, and more. Today, a very special episode of the show. We're going to be discussing the Bitcoin halving. That's right, the Bitcoin halving, less than 12 hours away. What to expect? We're going to talk about the prediction for runes over the next 30 days or so. And we're also going to do a very special 420 themed segment because it is April 19th and there won't be any show tomorrow. And that's going to be called, Are They Smoking Something or Are They On to Something? Very nice, Clemente. Very, very nice. And we're going to react to some of the hot takes that you all shared via Twitter yesterday. And it's going to be pinned. If you want to add any more, you can get Clemente's attention right now. He's all over it. So you can get his attention. Also wanted to point out, we have our 420 merch drop that is going to go live in 53 minutes at 10 a.m. Eastern time at shop.bodagos.com. There are 9 unique items. 7 of them are first come, first serve, and 2 of them are one of one items that will have a 3-day auction. All of the products have free international shipping as long as your cart hits a certain threshold, which Clemente, it's $40 or $50. How much?
$40.
So if you spend $40, it's free international shipping for wherever you live, doesn't matter. And we pay the taxes and the import fees as long as it's $40 or more. Bodagos get a 50% discount as well. So you'll verify with your wallet and that'll give you a 50% discount right there in Shopify. And I think that covers pretty much everything, Clemente, right? That's basically it. I'll give you a hint, ladies and gentlemen. We're not making any money on this. We're losing. Clemente, I think you're on the wrong mic, maybe, or something. We're losing an assload of money, but it's going to be very exciting to go through this, and people are really excited about it. And we couldn't be happier with the product. I have a bunch of the product here. I'm going to showcase it. I actually gave away a pack of joint papers and the desk pad yesterday at the video shoot that me and Nick did last night because we brought those items and other items as props. And the guy that worked at the shop we were at was like spazzing out about the desk pad. And I don't know. I just like on the way out, I was like, honestly, man, like you can have the desk pad. And he acted like I just gave him $10,000. So I like took it as a good sign. I was like, all right, this guy doesn't know anything about us, anything about our brand. And he's flipping out about the desk pad. He was like, you know what that looks like? The Last Dinner with Jesus. And I was like, yeah, The Last Supper. I was like, that's what it's based on. I was like, you saw it right away. You saw it. And he was like, oh, he's like spazzing out. So I don't have this to demo. I did tell our guys to ship me another one because I'm not going to not have one of these. But yeah, anyway, we're going to get cooking.
At least he said dinner, not the last lunch.
The last lunch, baby.
I'm definitely buying it, and I'm buying the ashtray. I said it yesterday. I need attractive ashtrays in my home, which are not like just bowls or cups for random people to smoke in. Well, not random people, my friends to smoke in. I'm definitely grabbing one of those with a discount because I'm a Bodaga holder.
Absolutely love to hear it. Going to be really exciting to see the. Oh, you get last detail. You can pay via Solana Pay. So because a lot of people are asking, like I've really the merchandise process has really opened my eyes to crypto as a payment system in a big way, because in the United States, right, everybody's like, you can't buy a cup of coffee with it, or like you don't need it. One of our artists, he didn't do anything in this drop, but he did like all the skate decks besides the 420 skate deck that you might have seen from Bodagos. He lives in Western Russia. And so the only way that I can compensate him is through crypto rails. So we pay him in like USDT. But when we went to Breakpoint, I ended up refunding everybody. But at first we were going to sell merch at Breakpoint. I've now completely shifted my stance on that. And we do only 100% free merch at events. But anyway, a lot of people wanted to pay with Solana at Breakpoint because it's just the easiest way for them to do it. I don't know. Like there's people in different parts of the world, it's not the same thing. And credit card situations are different and fiat situations are different, and crypto payments actually make it a lot easier. So anyway, you can pay with Solana Pay. I'm pretty sure it's just USDC on Solana, but it's on Solana. So it's super duper easy to pay via Solana Pay. So there's crypto rails and then obviously all your normal kind of PayPal and credit card normal functions. Before we get into the weather report and before we keep cooking, today's show is brought to you in partnership with one of my favorite partners, Karate Combat. So the Karate Combat 45 event starts tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time. They're in Dubai, so that's like the time zone difference. So 2 p.m. Eastern time in Dubai. You have 24 hours left to place your bets on your fighters. So this is an opportunity to place bets via the Karate app. It's a really cool mechanic where, there you go, Clemente. There you go. It's not traditional betting. So it's a lot, it benefits the user in a big way. So, Clemente, can you actually give an explanation of how up only gaming works for betting on fighters?
Yeah. So it's super simple. They basically set aside an amount of karate token, like a prize pool. And then depending on how much you're betting, when you get the, if you win, for example, you don't like double your profit or whatever it is, you get a share of the pool. So the bigger the bet, the bigger share of the pool you get. But if you lose, you don't lose any money or you don't lose any of the token. So whatever you have, if you have 10,000 karate token, you bet it on something and you lose, you get 10,000 back. But if you win, you get a share of the profits of the prize pool that they set aside. So I think it's pretty cool. You have 24 hours to bet. I'm looking at the fighters right now. I'm placing my bets and I'll be watching tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern in Dubai.
Yeah, and a huge name on the card, Luke Rockhold, former, so someone like was dunking on me. I kept saying light heavyweight. He was actually a middleweight. So sorry, everybody. Sorry. Like people are, I can't remember one specific fighter from like 8 years ago's weight class. And I was one class off. It's not like I was saying he was a 135er. So he competed at 185 versus 205. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so Luke Rockhold's going to be competing. Very, very cool. He's the headliner. He's a former champion in the UFC. They brought out George St. Pierre, one of the best fighters of all time, to do the commentary. Of course, Boss Rutan's going to be there. You see President Awesome there in the bottom left corner. Really cool to see Karate Combat getting more huge names in the fight world and attracting more of the crypto audience. We are going to be doing a bunch of stuff with Karate Combat. I'm going to be dropping more analysis content on the influencer fighters that have just started training and are now going to be competing. So I'm qualified to comment on guys that literally just started training last week. And then I think we might even do something where after the fights, they bring in a professional fighter to do some analysis with me on how the fight went and what went down, because obviously I'm not qualified to break it down at that level. But anyway, we're about to just get cooking. Clemente?
Could I say one more thing on we got a couple questions on Bodago's holders getting a 50% discount. Literally, are you going to do when you are buying the item, when you're adding it to your cart, it's going to say, are you a Bodago's holder? And you just press that button, you verify your wallet, Phantom wallet, whatever it is. And with that, it'll just verify it. And if you own a Bodago, you'll get a 50% discount. Super simple, but I saw a couple questions about it.
Exactly. And I appreciate the questions. I understand why you are asking the questions because of our previous things with our platform. Look, I'm trying to migrate all this stuff towards just normal. Okay. Like we hired this guy for Shopify. Right. And I was explaining to him, I was like, so we don't want everybody to be able to buy it. We want to do like a raffle, but it's only a raffle if you actually register that you have a Bodago on our website. And then it's a free item, but with you pay for shipping, like all this stuff. I was like, wait a minute. This is guys looking at me like I'm the weirdest guy of all time. No other brand does this, like Louis Vuitton or like what, anyway, I was just like, yeah, we need to trend towards like normal shit. We need to just operate normally, no more complex NFT related stuff. So I got all out of the box plugins for the website. Everything's super clean. It's super easy. Nothing is dependent on our code. It's all built on Shopify with third party plugins that are super duper normal. So I'm expecting a very smooth, technical difficulty free experience for everybody that checks out in the cart today. One other note, put in the right address, ladies and gentlemen. Please put in the right address, just like the actual address that you want it shipped to. Don't make any mistakes with the address. You would be stunned at how many return to senders we get. We got a return to sender. I reached out to the person. I was like, yo, you gave me the wrong address. Can I get an address that works? He sends me a new address. I send it to our shipping like fulfillment center. They respond and say, we need an apartment number for it. I go back to the guy. I'm like, yo, dude, like the new address, we need an apartment number. As if it's totally normal, he just responds, oh, apartment 2. I was like, are you okay? Are you okay, dude? You can't give an address? What's going on? Are you okay? Anyway, please give the right address. One guy butchered the address so bad we didn't know what country we were sending it to. Please give the right address, guys. Like, if you live in Portugal, make it very clear that you live in Portugal, please. Anyway, Signal, I'm done complaining about address mishaps. You can please take it away with the newsletter.
Of course, it's the weather report. It's Friday, April 19th. There's going to be some fights happening in that first block today, but that ETH market volume is coming at 21 million. Solana at 9.3 and Ordinals at 27 million. On to the market leaders, and on Ethereum, Lagozette, a collection by the Bitcoin puppets artist, is up 14% to 0.75 ETH, and Terraforms is down to almost one ETH. Over on Solana, Mutant Mon is up again, is now at 3.3 SOL, just keeps going up, and Madlands, they're pushing down to 110 SOL, could look tasty under 100. Finally, on Ordinals, Arsic is up to 0.08 BTC and Runestones are down to 0.07. We'll find out why on the crypto roundup. After Israel announced an attack on Iran, the majors have dipped as much as 4%, but have since rebounded on the news and now back up over the last 24 hours with Bitcoin at 65,000, ETH at 3,100 and SOL at 144. On the meme coin side, those have rallied following the majors with standouts Mog, DGen and Boden are all up 30% on the day. Over the past 24 hours, top three stories were firstly the original buy Bitcoin sign held behind Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen during her 2017 congressional testimony went to auction with a current bid of half a Bitcoin, equivalent to roughly $34,000. The auction is open for the next 5 days. Secondly, over on Blast, the decentralized exchange Thruster has raised $7.5 million in a seed round funding led by Pantera Capital. Thruster has 50,000 weekly active users who trade over $75 million in daily volume. They've also received 605,000 Blast Gold, which is the largest allocation of any dApp. And then lastly, Leonidas took to Twitter seeking crowdfunded donations to cover the expenses required to etch runestones as one of the first 10 runes in a halving block. The market just reacted badly on this. They did not like it. And runestones dropped off almost 35% to 0.06 BTC. That is all for the weather report. It is back to you folks in the studio.
Fantastic weather report as usual, Signal. Some updates from the Daily Bone newsletter. This is emailed to anyone that subscribes at dailybones.com. First story, the Bitcoin halving is currently slated to occur just after 9 p.m. Eastern today. So just 3 hours off of that coveted 420 halving spot. I feel like this just ruins everything. I think that the Bitcoin, honestly, Bitcoin's over after this. It was so close, but no cigar. This is a few hours earlier than what people were expecting. Bitcoin having big, so we're going to be talking about this. So anyway, next story, artist Bat Soup Yum acquired XCopy's slave piece for 315 Ethereum, $980,000. Very, very cool. XCopy making a lot of big sales recently. Next story, Rune Pups partners with OKX to have their pups rune verified on the OKX runes market upon launch. Pups rune currently sits at an implied $550 million market cap. Clemente, you were in and out of this thing, yeah?
Yeah, we could talk about it later, but I'm not in it right now.
Okay. All right. Look at that.
You know, you got to be moving fast.
Oh yeah. That's how it works. Move fast. You get rich. Everybody that does that, it's just getting rich. Anyway, Coinbase International adds perp futures for WIF, which is up 20% in the last 24 hours to a $3 billion market cap. I'm sure the WIF boys are very excited about this. What are you shaking your head about, Clemente?
Yeah, I'm just pissed. I got my bonk did a drone show in Dubai. They're just twiddling their thumbs over there. It's not doing shit, Pio. It's below $1 billion now.
That sounds like a lot of room for upside. I own both Bonk and Whiff as part of my meme coin major portfolio. The difference, Clemente, is I don't ever think about them ever, and I'm not going to touch them until I determine that it's peak cycle, and that's over a year from now. So I'm sleeping good at night, big boy. Don't worry about it. Anyway, first topic of a discussion, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll probably be joined by Nick. I'm assuming Nick is sleeping right now because we've been living such a what I would describe high octane lifestyle, only instead of it being high octane because of ridiculous party-like behavior, as some might imagine a musician would, we're living a high octane work around the clock every single day and shoot a short film at 8:30 p.m. last night in the West Village after working a full day. And I'm assuming Nick is just straight up exhausted. That's my assumption. He and I passed out at 6 p.m. yesterday separately. We both got home from a shoot and passed out at 6 p.m., which I never do in the early afternoon. I forced myself to wake up and I hit the sauna and then went to sleep at a normal time because my clock would have been totally cooked. But yeah, just give him a break, ladies and gentlemen. He's 42 years old and he doesn't exercise, so I'm not surprised that he's pretty exhausted.
He can't even defend himself.
I'm exhausted too, man. I looked at the clock last night and it was 12:20 a.m. when I was going to sleep after the shoot. And I'm all like, me and Nick like debriefed after the shoot. And I was like, was that even good? Is that funny? Is that even going to work? And we were both just like, let's see what happens. We got to go to bed. After running around to buy costumes and then work with the filmmakers and then bring the props and all this stuff. Anyway, moving on. That's boring stuff. This is the interesting stuff. Bitcoin halving is currently slated for just after 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight, a few hours ahead of previous estimates. Keep an eye out as the time adjusts based on how fast Bitcoin is processing blocks. I'm getting invited to like Bitcoin halving parties. This is a very different halving than last time. So 4 years ago, Bitcoin halving, I didn't know either of you. I had a day job. I was living in New York City. But I was a couple months away from moving to my mom's house during COVID because I was frustrated with the situation in New York where you couldn't do anything during COVID. And I was frustrated that there was a potential that I would lose my job. Didn't lose my job. But I was putting my foot down being like, nah, I'm going to change things. I'm not going to have a job anymore. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I was learning about Bitcoin and I had accumulated my first, you know, call it maybe a half a Bitcoin at like between $7,000 and $10,000. If we look at the prices from between March 2020 and May 2020, I first started buying in March, dipping my toe in and just kept buying through March, through April, through May. And the Bitcoin halving hit. And I was listening to people like Raul Paul talk about Bitcoin. I was listening to people like Chamath Palihapitiya talking about Bitcoin. I was listening to Max Kaiser talk about Bitcoin. I was listening to Peter Schiff dunk on Bitcoin at that time. That was interesting. I was listening to interviews on Pomp's podcast about Bitcoin. All these things, right? And so very different time. Bitcoin was not mainstream at all. I distinctly remember a quote from a Jack. I mean, yeah, Jack. Jack's our employee. You just sent a Slack message. That's how scrambled my eggs are. Of Chamath Palihapitiya saying that at this point, Bitcoin's either going to go to zero or to a million. And I just thought that was a very interesting quote at that time. This is also right after the COVID dump in the stock market. And I was accumulating Tesla stock. And this is right before Tesla was going to go on a 6x parabolic run because of the money printing that happened during COVID. So very different time 4 years ago versus where we're at now.
Peter, right now,
yeah. Go ahead.
Can I just ask that? What, aside from the whole runes thing, what is different to this halving versus the halving that was 4 years ago?
Michael Saylor had this halving. There were literally zero institutional investors in Bitcoin, right? Michael Saylor put Bitcoin on MicroStrategy's balance sheet, and that prompted Tesla to do the same thing, which nobody ever talks about. It prompted, at least one other like top 500 publicly traded company to do it. I forget, it was an insurance company. I forget the name of the insurance company to do it. Bitcoin, the Ordinals protocol did not exist. And so there's a lot of discussion about the benefits of the Ordinals protocol for Bitcoin's fees. There was no Bitcoin ETF, literally 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs in the United States. There's quite a few changes between then and now. Bitcoin was just viewed as like a tech stock type speculative asset. If you look at the Silicon Valley bank collapse and the fact that that prompted Bitcoin to go up in price, that's a very important moment in Bitcoin's history, in my opinion. So there is a lot of differences between the last halving and now. Yeah, I mean, Dogecoin hadn't gone, you know, meme coins were in a completely different place, right? Because Dogecoin went on its 200x run at the end of December 2020, early January 2021, I sold my $2,000 of Dogecoin that I accumulated before that 200X. Ladies and gentlemen, it would have probably gone a near $500,000, which I damn sure would have appreciated seeing, you know, in my exchange account at that time. But anyway, there's a lot of differences between last halving and this halving. Any follow up on that, Sig?
No, it's just when you put it together like that in a list, it is wild how much has happened in the last 4 years. Because if you remember what the sentiment was at that time in 2020, everybody was just twiddling their thumbs thinking, when do we get out of this? And I remember that in like at that time feeling like there was no light at the end of the tunnel sort of around that March, April, May time. And just to think in 4 years, what you have just listed off as the development cycle, if you like it. So can you just imagine what Bitcoin will be in the next 4 years? Because technology has an exponential rate, it will always be faster. So I'm very excited for what the next 4 years will look like, given what we have just seen with runes, with ordinals, with everything you've just mentioned. 64,000, I don't think we'll be seeing this number in 4 years again. Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Clemente, were you like 19 years old or 20 years old 4 years ago?
Yeah. I was just boozing it up, dude. I didn't buy Bitcoin till like 2021. No, Ethereum I bought in 2021. That was the first.
So you were in college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You were literally in college 4 years ago at the halving. The one other difference, right, that I see is that this halving is basically like quasi-mainstream, you know, like quasi-mainstream compared to the last one. None of my in real life friends, including guys that worked in finance, even had the Bitcoin halving on their radar. And in fact, I think that they, when I started accumulating Bitcoin, viewed it as me gambling, which, by the way, a lot of people listening to this show probably also view this stuff as a gamble still. In fact, at NFT NYC, when I was talking to somebody, I'm not going to say who they are, I was talking about how much my mom is crushing because I've just been plowing her money into Bitcoin and MicroStrategy and Coinbase, and she's up like 100 grand since February and all this stuff, right? And they were like, "You're gambling your mom's money." And I was like, uh-oh, you don't get it. You don't get Bitcoin. Uh-oh, but you're in the crypto space. Let's go. I see you. I found you. What's going on? Believe in something. Anyway, going into this, so check it out. So what's at stake with the first block of the... Oh, go ahead, Clemente.
Can I ask a quick question, Pio? So just to reiterate this, so last halving, Bitcoin was basically at a bottom and didn't run. This is kind of what you've been talking about, where it basically didn't do anything for another 4, 5, 6 months and then just goes on this parabolic run. So what we're seeing, this was an anomaly, seeing this type of run before the halving, is what you've been kind of saying.
Well, it's just, well, this run is just because of the Bitcoin ETF. That's all it is. If you look, there are runs before the halvings before. There's never been one that led to a new all-time high. That's what makes this different. That's what makes it when, I discussed this with Pete Rizzo from Bitcoin Magazine. He said that he views the four-year Bitcoin cycle model completely invalidated if Bitcoin hits a new all-time high prior to the halving, which we did get. So I guess his perspective at that time, or at this time, I mean, at least based on the last time I talked to him, is that we're just kind of in a brave new world. We talked to Nathaniel Whitmore on the show literally yesterday. He said we're in a brave new world ish. I think that we're currently experiencing a pre-halving lull, which is normal. It's just been delayed because of the rocket fuel that the ETFs provided us. Look, none of these halvings are the same. None of these four-year cycles are the same. The last one was actually really interesting with the kind of double top. We raced to near all-time high. Then there was that mid-cycle bear market, if you look. And then we got to the ultimate all-time high in October 2021, which, fun fact, is when we raised money to initially start this business, which is literally beautiful timing. And then we dropped the NFT at the all-time high for NFT volume. So some beautiful timing right there. The converse to that is that we dropped Bodago's right after on the day that Robinhood took Solana off. And so we had a haircut on Solana. And if Bodago's had dropped like a month later, the primary sale would have generated like literally another $500,000, which would have been nice. That would have been actually nice for the business.
I actually really like when Bodago's drop. Because of Bodago's dropping, that's when I got into Solana. That's why I have a 10X, because it was about $16 at the time. So I'm really happy that we dropped pretty much in like the deepest bear. So there you go.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Bodago's was $80 at primary sale. Okay. Okay. It was 80 bucks. Go look up how much US dollar value it is now. And then, just keep that in the back of your mind always. Just always remember that Bodogas were $80 when they came out. So anyway, moving on, we've got, all right. So this is like deep cut stuff about sats. I'll tell you, nobody was talking about provenance related to Satoshis 4 years ago with the Bitcoin halving. Oh, yeah. By the way, another thing between 4 years ago and now is that most people didn't know what NFTs were, including me. At the time of the last Bitcoin halving, I had no idea what an NFT was. I didn't find out what an NFT was until October or November 2020. So 6 months after the last Bitcoin halving, when the Koch Foster twins, the twins that were the founders of Nifty Gateway and sold Nifty Gateway to the Winklevoss twins of Gemini, were discussing what NFTs were as digital art on Anthony Pompliano's podcast. I didn't take a dive right then and there. I didn't buy my first NFT until 4 months later in February 2021. If I had just right then and there gone and figured out that CryptoPunks were the thing and bought a bunch of CryptoPunks, that would have been absolutely parabolic. That would have been crazy. But yeah, you've seen the entire rise of NFTs since the last Bitcoin halving to now. You also saw DeFi summer after the previous Bitcoin halving, and like the bankless guys starting to say that Ethereum was ultrasound money and people actually buying that as like a narrative, which is wild. We talked about that yesterday with Nathaniel Whitmore on the show. Wild thing to try to spin as a narrative. We got some Fred Krueger stuff right here. You know, one of my favorite guys. The market implications of the halving. Historically, the next 18 months are the best. Month 47?
He's basically saying his selling point is March 28th, 2028. He's like, hey, watch out, guys. It's going to get ugly here based off this chart he's been tweeting. So
ladies and gentlemen, Fred Krueger is a PhD in mathematics from Stanford. He's an incredibly smart guy, and he is doing some serious analysis on Bitcoin, basically 24/7. He sold like 9 companies. He's rich as hell. He's got a bunch of Bitcoin. When he came on our podcast that we, when I interviewed him, he said that he had like way more than 100 Bitcoin or something like that. So he's rolling in dough, and his life is literally dedicated to daily Bitcoin analysis that he posts to Twitter and now YouTube also. 2028. That's interesting. He's saying sell some before that date. It's an interesting take. I'd love to talk to him about that sometime for sure. He's definitely not selling any this year or next year. I'll tell you that. To him, it's a foregone conclusion that Bitcoin will go to 1 million. I agree with him. Interesting that he's making that call. You wanted to do a little TA segment with Nick. Nick is probably sleeping right now.
He just texted me back. He said he's coming.
Cool. All right. We'll get to that segment when he comes on. Clemente, why don't you lead this segment on runes?
Yeah. So runes it's starting to heat up. It's, we're 12 hours away from runes supposedly going live. We had runestones dump 35% yesterday after Leonidas, the creator, asked for a Bitcoin donation so he could get one of the first 10 runes. He's raised $150,000 so far, though. I will give it to him. So people were basically like, oh, I thought this guy already had some grandmaster plan figured out. And that wasn't the case, but we'll see whether or not he figures it out. We have pups are starting to get interesting. They announced a partnership with OKX to be verified on the runes market. They're sitting at an implied market cap of $550 million. So both of these are sitting at about $500 million market cap. I don't know how they'll do from here, but Pio, I was more interested in, and Signal, I was more interested in Prometheans by CyberKongs. This was airdropped to all about 20 different communities. It's a 20K supply, and right now it's kind of at a market cap of $50 million at 0.03 Bitcoin each. This is something I'm kind of interested in, given the strength and I think the level of expertise that CyberKongs, the team has. But Signal, I don't know if you have any takes on pre-runes or runes in general. You've been pretty spot on with your prediction so far.
Yeah, the thing is, right, you've got the whole like, set up a node narrative, which I definitely know a lot of people who are doing that, but it's something that you definitely need to be prepared for. I was quite surprised by Leonidas's tweet with the whole pre-sell thing. Like, I feel like I really like Leonidas. I like what he's doing. I like what he's done with Runestone. But this tweet, this specific tweet, just made me feel like he's really unprepared for what is about to happen in a few hours. And given how technical Bitcoin is, it kind of shook my confidence. And I was like, I would rather be sitting with a team that just has their shit together. And, you know, Pups looking really good on the partnership with OKX. ASIC, they seem to have their stuff together. And this last minute, like, oh, let's just go for the first 0 to 9 just felt very rushed. And I can see why the market sold off. This just could be short-term FUD, because we do know with Runestone, you have the first dog meme that will be dropping, and then you have two other unknowns coming in the future. So this sell-off could be an opportunity, but I just think in terms of teams that are preparing to get the early provenance, shaking my confidence. In terms of like other teams which are doing runes, Prometheans, I do agree with you, Clemente. CyberKong's OG team, they have their whole collection over on the Ronin, but they also stake a Ronin validator, so they're a very capable team with a deep treasury as well. But there's like so many ways to do runes, and I feel like there's been hyper speculation up until this point. If you don't have a node, there's still going to be loads of time to actually get into this later on. So I feel like it's quite frothy right now, and buying in right now, you need to buy with confidence and something that you want to hold, I think.
And going from like 500 million to doing another 5X from there to like 2.5 billion seems very difficult to do. Obviously, if it is the king maker, if it is the number one, meme coin, you can get those 2.5, 5, 10 billion dollar market caps over the span of a few months. But to me, it feels like a smaller, if you're buying a pre-runes right now, you're paying a premium for the community, right? But if you buy some of these post-launch runes, you get the higher upside, but less of a community possibly. But you're going to start seeing a lot of FOMO play out, and it's going to be super, super volatile.
And there's also another thing, like there's a narrative of early provenance, which, you know, there will be a section of the market who cares about that and wants to go about that. Then there'll be a whole section of the market that doesn't care about that. And as the market grows and becomes older, provenance will become less important, because those collections will be newer and therefore not early. But they will have other metrics and other valuations and other interesting things that those collections decide to do that will bring value to them, because not everybody can have provenance. So like, this was the question I was having to Trevor. What will those other things be? Trevor has his point of view on what that is. But I do think that we will definitely see collections come out with those kind of valuations of 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, 5 billion over the next 12 to 18 months. But I don't think we're going to get there in the first 2-3 weeks.
Witters brought up a good point of like with R6 and Runestones, those were airdropped to people that were like quote unquote early to ordinals, right? So it is kind of rewarding those people and being the exit liquidity for a lot of those. And you're not guaranteed by any means. It's kind of resetting the playing field right now for trying to get those first 10 or kind of competing in this meme coin landscape. It's not the ordinals really landscape we've seen. I don't know, but I have seen a lot of people, notably in the last 2-3 days, being like, dude, I think it's a sell the news event. I'm staying away. Versus before, that wasn't as popular of a take. It's going to be weird, but if we already
Sorry, Clemente. I don't think it's a sell the news event. I think it depends where you entered. If you got in 6 weeks ago, this could be a sell the news event for you, because yeah, you've had all of that run up. It depends where you come into the market. I think the people who would do best in runes in general are, number one, people who are technically set up and are confident to be able to etch and mint these runes in this environment. And also have the capital to be able to do it. So to have, I don't know, $5,000-$7,000 to be able to just spread your bets. And secondly, people who understand memes. Like that, those two things, technical ability and understanding memes and understanding where you think is the best place to put your capital this early will be the people who get the largest reward. Hmm.
The only other thing I'll say is when I think we'll see a Bohm-like run, and Bohm, I'm referring to the collect
book
the
of meme,
book of meme that got up to $1 billion market cap in a span of literally 2 days. They got a finance listing. It was absolutely absurd. If we saw that on Solana, I don't see why we can't. The only thing that makes me bearish on on runes right now is that everything's going to be so congested. It's going to be so hard to use that people are literally going to be wanting to, myself included, I'm going to be wanting to gamble all of my money right away, and I'm not going to be able to.
That's on you, dude.
Because it's going to be so hard to do. Like, I'm going to be trying to put money in, but I'm not going to know how, and I'm just going to be sitting there. And then I might FOMO into pups on Solana, which is the bull case for pups there.
I said, the people who do well are the technical people and the people who understand
me. I'm not saying I'm going to do it well. I'm saying that knowing myself, and I think there's other people like me, they're going to literally be trying to put money in and don't know how, because it's going to be so congested. So many people, like, high transaction, and be like, dude, I'm just going to go back to trading on Solana. See you later, and wait, you know, 3, 4, 5 days.
Yeah, Clemente, I think that's the whole point of the Bitcoin ecosystem, is that friction is a good thing. Because if everybody can do it easily, then you basically, like, the value has already been extracted. And this friction is what is going to make people who have been in the ecosystem for the last 12 to 18 months and really understand it, they're the ones who are going to be able to reap the rewards. And I think the people who are coming in later and you haven't done your homework, that's, yeah, like you say, that's when you end up being exit liquidity. But I do think, honestly, this is the most exciting time in kind of like ordinals, meme coins, or like whatever you want to call it. This has been the most exciting time probably in the last 2 years.
Dude, I had to sit and listen through the bearishness while I figured out how to get my freaking camera working. I was sitting here listening, just being like, oh, here, Clemente is about to mid-curve this shit again. Yo, you're about to see the first $5 trillion meme coin. That's what we're headed to right now with Bitcoin, dude. You got to get Wizard, WZRD. That's the one that you want to be buying right now, because I saw
Ansem tweet about it.
I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up in the middle of the night and then was like, yeah, I'm going to buy whatever he tweets. So I bought some fucking ETH thing. I basically just threw 60 ETH into something that was like, yeah, I'm gonna go back to sleep. That was what was that?
That's literally the worst thing you can do if you're trying to go back to sleep, is put like
Ethereum,
$18,000 onto something you just saw and then trying to go back to sleep.
Well, what had happened was I saw Elio Trades discuss it on his show, and so I was like, oh, okay. And then I see him, Ansem, tweeting about it, something I know nothing about. Here, I'll tell you what it is. Athena, there you go. I was up for a minute, and I'm down. So we'll see how that pans out.
Well, great to have you on the show, Nick. And didn't expect that you would literally deploy 6 Ethereum last night after our evening of shooting. Very interesting stuff. Clemente, so
woke up in the middle of the night. I mean, I was sitting there uploading the video content, letting it upload till 1 a.m., like falling asleep on my couch because it takes so long to upload the stuff.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Wow. I think you can just leave the computer though, right? Okay.
I don't know. I didn't. I sat there and watched it just to make sure.
Well, I appreciate, getting it across the line. I think you can just dump it in a Dropbox and it's good to go. Clemente, do we want to shift to the 420 segment? Are they smoking something or are they on to something? Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Clemente, I mean, Nick, what do you think of that segment? Are they smoking something or are they on to something?
Well, pretty much guaranteed listening to Clemente smoking something.
Okay. Okay, let me give you some context, Nick.
Let's do it.
You did this segment last year.
You got introduced to weed. What? How long ago, Clemente? When did you first start smoking?
I mean, very first time in middle school, dude.
We don't need your street credentials. But for real, you started smoking like 4 months ago, and it's kind of been downhill ever since.
All right. Anyways, do you remember we did this segment last year and you, someone said Pepe will reach a $420 million market cap. And you told him he was smoking loud.
But they were right, right?
They were right. It did another 6x from there. So I'm excited for this one.
So here we go. So yesterday we asked people to share hot takes they have related to crypto, NFTs, or anything they're passionate about. I didn't know about the, or anything they're passionate about. Like, they're just going to come in and be like, John Mayer is the best blues guitarist of the past generation. Anyway, we've received 90 different takes. Obviously, we won't have time to go through all of them. We picked the best ones and we're weighing on whether they're smoking something or whether they're onto something. The first take coming in from Tyler D. Tyler D, ladies and gentlemen, that's at Tyler Did It. He does NFT and crypto news and analysis. Very, very good Twitter follow if you don't follow him already. His take is that Epic, this ticker EPIK, flips Runestone, which is ticker dog, in market cap in the next 3 months. The Epic market cap is 36 million buckaroons. The Runestone market cap, get this, is a half a billion, $500 million. Is Tyler D smoking something or is he on to something? Nick, what do you think?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I mean, runes are... Dude, it's impossible. Remember? Okay, well, the short answer is I think it's not going to happen. So the real question is, do I think Epic's going to half a billion?
Or is Runestone dumping?
See, that's a hard, that just made that variable way more difficult.
That's the game, Nick.
I'll take it.
What is the date where that this question is answered?
3 months.
3 months. I'm going to say smoking something.
I'm also going to say smoking something. Sorry, Tyler. I want to smoke something that you're smoking. That would just be a parabolic run within 90 days to flip that. Sig?
That's also just because you're a pothead.
I'm going to say smoking something.
Everybody thinks you're smoking something, Tyler.
I think he's onto something.
Oh!
I think Runestone sees a little bit of a dump here. 500 million is wild. And Leonidas revealed his cards a little bit, showing that maybe he's not as prepared as we thought he was. So we might see Runestone dump a little bit. It's going to take a huge run from Epic to pull it off. But I don't know. You got Mando at the helm, and he knows how to pump some, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Basically, it's a question of who has Ansem on the team. Does Manda have Ansem or does Leonidas have Ansem? Whoever owns him, whoever has him in his pocket, that's the one that wins. And I think, you know what? I think Ansem will go in with Mando. So actually, he's onto something.
Ansem is going to become a top signal soon enough.
Ansem might get KO'd this weekend in a boxing match because I saw the film on the guy that he's fighting, and the guy that he's fighting has got game. Ansem's definitely a good athlete, I can tell. But like, he's, I haven't seen that much
taller than the other guy.
I know, dude, but that doesn't matter if the other guy's a way better boxer than you. I haven't studied the film on Ansem, but the other guy's film looks good. And Ansem's been partying. He's been tweeting about partying until 3 in the morning actually feels early for him. It's like 8 in the morning. I just don't know how that's going to translate. All right, we're going to move on to Chris G. Is that right?
Yeah, Chris G.
Chris G said Portal Coin is going to hit 10. So Ansem's an underdog going into this fight, by the way. People are texting me right now, and I'm not that surprised that he's
plus 100 last night. Now he's just saying it's plus 200.
Because he's the dog.
Hey, Easy is texting us right now.
Well, sorry?
Easy's texting us.
Got it. Chris G said Portal Coin will hit $10 per token. This guy's constantly tweeting about Portal Coin. Like, he's just constantly tweeting about it. And if you question his take on it at all, he like says mean things. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. Or he's like, you're so dumb,
Chris,
it hurts.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm just saying, no, he's a loyal listener, but he can be mean if you disagree with his takes. So I appreciate him for listening.
Says, I'm being mean back. Shout out to Chris. Hey, Chris G, take your dumb takes to the trash bin.
Okay. We appreciate we super duper appreciate Chris G for listening to the show. I don't want to get it twisted. We love you for listening to the show, buddy, and for putting your comments out. I've just seen situations where someone like questions anything about his thesis, and he's like, ha, sounds good coming from a complete idiot. You're never going to make any money in this market. Anyway, so Chris G said Portal Coin will hit $10 per token and a fully diluted market cap of $10 billion before the end of 2024. The current Portal Coin price is 98 cents. So this is a clean 10x prediction with a $1 billion market cap. I just by the nature of, you know, you're talking about an 8 month 10x. I'm going to go smoking something because
smoking crack.
Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, and Chris G, this literally means that if he gets a 9x, which is a huge W, then that's still the prediction is still wrong. So I'm going to say he's smoking something.
Agree. Smoking something.
Nick,
what's the target?
A 10x from here. $10, 10 billion.
What the fuck?
It's a bullish prediction. The thing is it's such a robust prediction. If I was him, I would have done a 2x.
Yeah, 10x is a tough one here. I do think, look, if the market gets weird, it'll get weird. I don't know when it's going to get weird. I was watching some video talking about how there's a chance that interest rates go up. No, I know. You're part of
that's just such a huge thing. That's such a huge thing. NLW was on the show yesterday talking about how the market's reacting and basically pricing in at most one cut this year. To me, the idea of raising is really just staying the same. I think it's you're talking about that. If they raise this year, that'd be gnarly.
I think Witter said it best in the comments about that $10 target. It's sad. Like I'm going to agree with her on this one. Go get therapy and also check your finances because you may have made a really bad decision.
The thing is now if it
do or like what did it pump to?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's down now, but regardless, the thing is if it goes to 3 billion, people are going to clip this and be like, who's laughing now? Blah blah blah.
The prediction was 25.
The prediction was 10 billion, ladies and gentlemen. We're saying smoking crack to 10 billion.
I mean, yeah. It's been down only. Look at this is a good chart to just explain what this guy is dealing with right now. Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to pull this up so you can. Do you have it, Clemente? I'm trying to load up the.
Everything's down at the moment, right? Everything's had a pullback, but is this going to do it?
Look at this chart.
It debuted at $2.50 on.
No, zoom all the way back.
Yeah, but
there you go. Look at this chart.
Yikes!
I mean, talk about a ski slope. I mean, he had to take a helicopter in to get on top of that mountain, jumped off the cliff, and then kept on skiing down the.
We'll see how this ages. There's some really funny stuff that was mentioned, so it'll make a good clip. I almost now hope it does go to over 10 billion to see the funny clips people make dunking on us. The way Witters wrote those two comments, by the way, is absolutely hilarious. Just writing the bag bias, and then it's like sad. $10 is grossly bag bias, like sad. That's super funny. Moving on. We're skipping Ray Clemente and going to NFT Eric.
Yeah, we already talked runes. So yeah, let's do let's do NFT Eric.
And NFT Eric said Ethereum's going to hit 20K by the end of this cycle. You know, I don't even think it's that much of a smoking crack situation. I actually don't even think so. But 20K, it's another one of these where he's given me such an aggressive prediction. If he had said 15, I'd be more on board. It's such an aggressive prediction. I can't stake my reputation on a 20K top for Ethereum. I got to go smoke and crack. But I feel like he's not that far off. I don't think it's that far off.
Nah, smoking crack. Smoking crack.
He's forcing us to say smoking crack because he said 20K.
Who said it?
Exactly. I want to support him in his bullishness towards Ethereum being higher than what it currently is. But 20K, I mean, if you just start running the numbers of what the other what the other cryptocurrencies would be if Ethereum's at 20K, it's just, no.
Who said it?
NFT Eric.
What's the top? Let's just throw out our predictions for top of ETH on this cycle.
12.
I like it. Yeah, I was basically about to say literally 12.
12K. The Bankless boys are going to be, woof, they are going to be excited if it hits.
Are you saying 12 with or without an Ethereum ETF? Is that with or without an approved ETF?
I think the ETF happens this quote cycle, which can be like another 15 to 18 months. So yeah, I think it's with an ETF. Yeah. Someone said, wait, what did that guy say? If you don't think, okay, so we got OverArk. He's OverArk's position, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to OverArk for watching the show and commenting. He said, if you don't think ETH can hit 20K, you're smoking crack. So to him, this is a conservative prediction of $20,000 Ethereum.
What's the market cap of Bitcoin right now?
Over a trillion. Bitcoin market cap.
1.3?
It is. Clemente's got it.
1.3.
Yeah, dude. 1.3, and I think we let's say like things blow up and we 4x from here this cycle. I'm just coming up with like a ludicrous bet for this cycle. Not that ludicrous, but this is like more on the really positive side. So let's say we 4x, we end up at $250,000. So that would leave us at $4.8 trillion. ETH is at one quarter of that, which would mean a four. Yeah, I'm sticking with 12,000 for like that. That's being kind.
Yeah,
20,000. I mean that's ridiculous. That would be a 2.1 trillion with Bitcoin at. So that'd be moving it to 50%. Dude. I mean, maybe ETH fixes its problems and becomes Solana. You know, maybe that happens this cycle,
and it's going to be both Solana and Ultrasound Money. It's just going to do everything. You don't need anything else. It's just all Ethereum, and BlackRock's going to dump abandon ship on the Bitcoin ETFs, and Michael Saylor is going to switch to Ethereum.
Let's be honest. If ETH was as fast as Solana, Solana wouldn't have a chance.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's like saying, like, you know, if this basketball player was as good as Stephen Curry, then Stephen Curry wouldn't have a chance.
I'm just saying, like, Microsoft was popular for a moment and then Apple came back.
Well, you're thinking about it the right way because it's not money. It's more like, you know, technology networks. So I do like that. Anyway, look, we got the 420 drop going live in 2 minutes.
Shop.bodagos.com. It's going live. You go in there. We're very excited. We're systems are ready. They're firing. We're prepared. Nick, we're all over it. You can just sit back. No coding required.
No code.
Sit back and enjoy. Hopefully.
All right, guys. Everything's just going to work.
9 items.
I think it is, Nick. It's just going to work.
We're going to see. Hey, we're trying it out. Let's go. We got 7 items
right now. Where the homepage right now, there's a product on the page called 420 drop coming soon. What is that?
We didn't have an actual landing page for it. We wanted to give like a message because there was no like preview. We didn't want it to just be blank, basically. So we got that. Go to shop.bodagos.com. It's going to be live.
I might buy some items.
No, you're not allowed to.
It looks like they're up there.
So it's live. It's live a minute early. Go check it out. Shop.bodagos.com. We got 9 items available. 7 of them are first come. If you have
Bodago in your wallet, you'll get 50% off for this.
You go to the cart, you connect your Phantom wallet. If you have a Bodago, you get 50% off. Every order over $40 gets free shipping. Shop.bodagos.com. Get your merch. Here we go.
Over 40 bucks. That's it.
Yeah.
We're just giving away fucking money here. So, like, if you like discount items, we're selling the Roland papers for $5. They sell them for more at the bodega. Like, literally, we're just taking. So, what we did was we went to the manufacturer, we went and bought these items. We then said, that's that price that we paid for it, too much. We're going to sell it for you for less. And that's our business model. So if you're interested in ruining the financials of this business, go to shop.bodagos.com. Do I get these for free, these items, Pia?
No, no.
No, for real, I don't?
Yeah, I didn't know you wanted them. You didn't express yourself.
Are you serious?
So do you want one of every merch item? And if that's the case, that's fine. I just need to know that so I plan for that. That's fine.
Should I go buy it right now?
You can buy it, yeah. So you can go through the whole experience. I think that's actually good. And then we can reimburse you. You don't have to, yeah, you can use the company card to buy it. Yeah. Use the company card to buy it. Go through the whole checkout process, buy one of everything.
We did want to reserve this, Nick, for our, so if you guys can see my screen right now, all you do is you select your wallet, you connect your wallet and—
Are the grinders not available? It says 97 in stock, but I can't add it to my cart.
Is that right?
Looks like they— I'm going to be messaging our guy right now, but we're
we'll get that cleaned up. All right, we got one bug, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, hey, look, it ain't a sale until there's a bug.
Oh, it was just going to be absolutely flawless. No problem whatsoever.
This will get cleaned up quick.
It keeps disappearing from my screen. I want to buy the grinder. The grinder looks good. And you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to smoke some marijuana.
Look at you, Nick.
So I think, I think the grinder was sold out already is what happened.
Oh, shit.
If it doesn't let you add it to the cart, like right now we have the skate deck. We have 28 left, it looks like, but people are checking out.
Are you kidding me?
Well, we'll see. We're solving this live. Here we go. If you got a sharp matter, got some rolling paper, let's go. If you bought an item, let us know in the comments. Let's go.
Yo, what's in here? What's in here, ladies and gentlemen? What's in the big dog case?
You have a light that you can turn on?
I got lights on.
Because you're a little underexposed. You know what you're underexposed to?
You're underexposed to Bitcoin.
Bodagos. Yo, FYI, there's not a 50% discount on the other items.
Okay.
Not getting 50% off the rolling papers, not getting 50% off the rolling trays, not getting 50% off the skate deck, and not getting 50% off. I got 50% off one of the shirts.
Let's see.
That discount does max.
It maxes out at one. Okay.
So can we fix that?
We're on it right now.
Let's fix the problem, guys. If you guys are dealing with it right now, don't worry. I think if it's in the cart, you've claimed it. I don't want to say that that's the case, though. I have no idea. So I can't 100%
seeing the same thing.
Nick, people are saying that you're rooting for it not to work because it's not your code being in production.
No. I also see zero checkouts.
Orders are supposedly flying in.
Are they? Oh, I guess I don't get notifications anymore.
Yeah.
You guys turned off notifications for me?
Yeah.
Why would you do that to me?
We didn't want you to be bombarded by emails, basically. Boom. 100% off the rolling tray. We're live troubleshooting here. Apparently, the discount is only applying to one item. We're on it right now to make it so everyone, you get discounts to every single item. But
what's crazy is if you're international, we're paying the shipping. So we're just straight up losing money. Watch us lose money live.
We're just losing money on absolutely this entire drop. So I saw one guy be like, they might be making a bunch of money on merch. And I was like, you are so confused. You are so confused.
You're so confused, you loser.
Here's the grinder.
So I can't get the grinder. Does that mean 96 of them are in someone's cart? Is that what's going on? If someone puts it in the cart, does that claim it?
No, it's once you check it out.
Sig, did you hit $40 in your cart?
I have over 100 and it's charging me for shipping.
Yeah, this is just gonna work perfectly.
Oh no, I just clicked on it. No, it's updated now. All good.
Look, if the 50% discount, like we're literally giving this stuff away regardless. If it turns out that it's only a 50% discount on one item, that's just how it goes.
But well, we're a 50% discount on zero items.
Why do you have it on zero items?
I don't know. I'm at the cart that's giving me zero. Hold on 1 second. I'm guessing there could also be a JavaScript thing. Stand by.
Clemente saying, let's wrap the show.
Why are we wrapping it?
We can brainstorming live, but as a maximizer of entertainment and entertainment value, I want to action pack the show to.
I want to be vulnerable, Clemente. Okay. Let's do a quick therapy session, Clemente. How are you feeling right now?
I don't know. Feeling okay. Just want to get this sold, you know?
I feel like it's people are tweeting that they're checking out successfully.
The fucking deck is sold out, dude. Now I can't order. Did I not get one of the decks?
No.
Dude, you have to tell me this stuff. You can just have
the
one.
Why wouldn't I want the products?
Do you know how many products we've made? You want one of every product. That's fine. I need to be aware of this. My apartment's got so many products in it. You just have to be aware. I just have to be aware. So is the rule Nick wants one of every product? Are you going to like decide which ones? Like
I want all of them. Now I got to go and buy it. I spent money because now I don't get any of the things I want. I don't get the grinder.
Eric Crown goes, do you ship to Finland? Of course we do, Eric. And thank you for watching the show, buddy.
Good luck getting anything at this point, Eric. Good luck getting anything. And don't worry, Eric. P.O. doesn't give a shit about you. He doesn't care about anybody other than himself. You know how many he's got of all these things? He has all of it in his apartment for himself. He's got a grinder. He's got the rolling papers. He's got the skate deck. It's sitting over there.
So we got the...
Don't let me catch you outside walking your dog today, P.O.
This is what the grinder looks like in case anyone was curious. It's still available.
It's still available, Nick. You can buy the grinder.
With some technical difficulties. So the grinder is still available for the time being while we work on the add to cart function.
Well, I can't add it to my cart.
Is the mouse pad
I'm done. Yeah, I got the mouse pad. Yeah, I got the mouse pad. Got my discount on it.
The mouse pad looks like it's still available. I can add it to my cart. Skate deck sold out.
It says discount applied and I can't do it. But it doesn't show the discount.
Nick's got a buyout secondary. Interesting bug with the grinder. Unexpected. We're troubleshooting and we'll figure it out. How are the shirts selling?
Shirts, we have one in stock.
I found
one small.
Okay, here's the deal. If you're using Brave browser, you disable the JavaScript blocker. I just bought a mouse pad for 50% off.
Nice.
People are checking out. People are getting, someone just bought 6 items.
Very nice.
Entire store.
Shout out to that person.
Well, Sneaker one of them sneakers. Was me, probably.
Thomas Martek.
What's that?
So the discount right now is being applied to one per item. We're going to make sure. So if you're paying, for the entire store, we're going to talk to you. We'll make sure that gets solved. But it looks like the discount is only being applied to one item. But
look at these haters on Brave. Witter is saying who the F is using Brave. Sea Dog saying Brave is true. Yo, you know who's losers is people not using Brave. Y'all are some losers.
It is interesting to have the position of like Brave is bad. Like it's not Internet Explorer.
It's like you're using a slow browser. They prefer using slow browsers. What is it like being a slow browser person? Do you feel dumb? Did we have enough inventory to get people things?
Yeah, we're good. And we have the auction is live. So
there's 3 bids. Oh, this is fun and exciting.
Current bid for the dab rig. There's a 3-day auction.
$100. Okay.
How much did that cost us to make?
You want me to publicly disclose it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
$250 for the straight tube.
Ooh.
expense. This one cost over $1,000.
Yeah. And not like $1,100 or $1,200. Let's put it that way.
Maybe I'm going to bid on this one.
There are some heavy hitters. I've been told. I've been sent DMs from some heavy hitters that they're going to be bidding on the one-on-one items.
Really?
Yeah. So there's some. There's
one gentleman that's publicly Nick. His name is Deuced D00ST, and I believe his quote was, "You better have your wallets ready. I'm headhunting."
When is the 420 grinder going to be ready? Because I want to get one of these.
We're working on it. TBD.
Can we get some visibility into what the problem is, Clemente?
You want to get added to the troubleshooting group chat?
I just want maybe read it aloud so people can know. I want to be just public with it. Why does it show sold out for the auctions?
I don't know.
That's all.
I think it's with the auction setup.
Okay. So everybody, you're seeing live bugs right now from the store. This is what happens when
bugs are manageable, though.
When you leave Pio and Clemente to work on something like this, Pio's just like, it should just work. It should just work. It basically
is just working, which is actually pretty sweet. The auctions are working flawlessly.
1K came in on the auction. We have
1K came in.
It was Abro. Abro said he's bidding $1,000.
Shout out to Abro, $1,000 bid. And ladies and gentlemen, reminder, we're getting rinsed on this. We're not making any money, but I just like seeing people actually interested in the product and being like interested enough to bid $1,000. That just makes me really happy. But make no mistake, we're getting completely rinsed on this and not making any money. But I love it. I love it regardless.
Yeah,
I'm being
charged shipping also.
That's a bug that we need to fix.
And you're spending over $40, Nick?
Where's the first order that came in? I bought two.
So was I, Nick, until I clicked on the shipping and then it went away.
No, I bought only one of the orders is showing. I only got an email confirmation for one of the orders. So that's another issue that's going on here. I mean, this sort of stuff. I mean, really?
Rookie stuff is what you're saying? Rookie mistakes we're making?
Well, it's just some of the plugins are working for some people, but others, like some people, like the discount is working. Then other people, like, no, the discount worked. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah. People are saying it's a user error. It's a skill issue, Nick.
It might be a skill issue for Nick.
No, I have two orders. I see an order number 1710, which was for me, which it did not send. It did say free shipping over $40.
Okay, so is there an actual shipping bug? I also love that this podcast is just troubleshooting Shopify right now.
I want to add transparency to people, okay?
No, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Of what's going on in our business. Look, if you're still listening at this point and you're on the recorded version of this episode, they're not listening. The recorded people will not be listening at this point in time. In fact, what we should do is just record an outro right now and clip it and essentially edit the show so people don't have to listen to this. But the bottom line is, look, if you're interested in getting any of our merch, this is your first opportunity to get some of the, this is the largest drop that we've ever done with the most premium products that we've done with the best art, with the most cohesive thing ever. And maybe what you're seeing and witnessing right now is the birthing of one of the largest weed brands in America.
I was like, what's he about?
Thinking about this though, the other day, like, all of the people that have like the outside of NFTs that do content that have like retail brands. So let's think about what Pudgy's brand is.
Sure.
They're selling to 6-year-olds $5 products from Walmart. So that's like the majority of stuff that they're selling. Okay. If we're operating in this space, we're saying we're starting with weed products to people who are between the ages of, let's round up, 28 to 50. 25 to 50 is the demographic right now, is the weed product set. People are buying weed products that don't even smoke weed right now. That's
which
how
makes me pretty happy.
Let, if you bought, if you don't smoke weed and you bought an ashtray, dude, I didn't even, did I not get an ashtray?
Dude, I need to know, like, we've talked about needing to know things before things go live. And this is like yet another example.
But you didn't ask.
Dude, I, we've been doing merch consistently. I didn't know. I don't know when you want things. So is the position I need to check in with you to see if you want items every time, or is
you
it
have the four employees at our company? Yeah, that would be like super cool. If you could ask the team if anybody wants merchandise. Yeah, that would be cool. Not just me, but anybody else that works here. Signal's raising her hand. Like, yeah, be considered.
I've sent Signal merch before. Work
in literally the organization. I don't get the ashtray. Right now, I don't get the skate deck, all because Pio was selfish and kept stuff for himself and asked literally nobody else.
I take one of every single merch item for historical record. They're not mine. I don't wear the shirts. They're in a box.
Historical record? Oh, it's in the museum of the Nifty, which is Pio's apartment wall.
If we ever get a physical office, all this stuff will go on the wall. All of it. It's one of, I have one of each thing. And I don't like wear the shirts. Like, I'm not saying I have a shirt and I'm like, oh, I wear it. No, it goes in a bag.
Someone posted in the comments, they got an ashtray. Dude, if you're on YouTube in the comments right now, or even on Twitter and still listening at this point, just let me know, is Pio selfish or not selfish? And just write that in the comments real quick, because I want to know if you think I'm way off base here with the
I just didn't know that you wanted it, man. But I'm still asking.
I was involved in the design of this damn thing, basically.
Of course you were. Of course you were.
I basically designed it myself.
Sig needs to go. See you, Sig. Thanks for being on the show. See ya.
Okay, we see Nick's being a baby. It's your fault, Nick. Not selfish. Nick's tripping. Pio hates you, Nick.
So real quick, Nick, I do want to know the position. Is the position that you want one
just
of everything?
Just ask people on the team moving forward if they want one of the products that we're producing.
So
seem like a kind thing inside the business. Every other physical product organization in the world does this to their customers, other than the luxury goods ones, because their employees can't afford their own products. But
so I received a custom message from Pio saying, hey man, hope you're having a fantastic weekend. You're doing a great job, by the way. Keep crushing it. By the way, our drop is going to be live on Friday next week. What merch items would you like? Let me know and I will.
You received that message?
Yeah. It was a heartwarming message. It was a paragraph. Emojis in there. It was very carefully.
Are you being serious?
I'll pull it up, dude.
Nick, there's so many things on my mind. I did not intentionally snub you. I just didn't know that you wanted. I should have asked you. I know. Dude, I'm like running on fumes here trying to get this all across the line. If it's really important to you, you can custody the archival items from this drop.
Check out what Witters thinks. She thinks that I saw the physical products before. Really, here's the deal. I only saw them last night for the first time. Pio's been sitting on these for weeks.
They came to my house on Thursday.
Looking at them.
Yesterday was literally Thursday.
Literal weeks. He's been holding on to these.
Since yesterday. Stop. But you know that. Anyway.
You don't need to talk about it anymore.
Is everything sold out now?
No, not from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, so everything isn't even sold out.
How do we get the grinders?
We just have to put in like support stuff. We're trying to get Arson, the fulfillment guy, to answer, but he is it's 7 a.m. for him, so he's still trying to get a hold of him right now. He was responding this morning.
You had to say the guy's name.
I thought we were being open about the troubleshooting.
We didn't need to dox him, dude. That crossed the line, dude.
No, let's gonna look up Arson.
is Arson Armenian?
Yes.
Why does it matter?
Why does it matter?
Dude, because every Armenian dude, like, what are, let's.
No, he's awesome.
Because what I'm saying is it's probably A-R-S-E-N. Armin is another Armenian name. Armenian names are just, I think, funny. They're all like derivatives of, they all start with A.
So my guy, Deuce. Hey, Deuce, we're texting right now. Can I talk about what we're talking about? Is it okay if I dox? Can I talk about this on the... Oh, he said... Okay, yeah. So basically, Deuce just reached out to me, showed me his cart. What a badass. He bought a bunch of stuff. What a badass. And he said, $65 for the skate deck is robbery, by the way. And I said, robbery? Like, too expensive? And he goes, no, too cheap. You could have gone 120, $120, easy. And I go, we're not making any money on this. He goes, these are all amazing for the community, and 50% off is insane, by the way. And he goes, yeah, I know. You guys are legit stand-up guys. Big shout-out to Deuce. Look, if merch works in our business, I'll be the happiest camper on the planet. Well, right now, it's lighting money on fire.
I can't wait till we get a hoodie. God knows when we'll figure that out.
Well, no, let me talk to you about the hoodie right now. God knows when we'll figure that out. P.O. does everything for this, but oh, God knows when we do it. P.O. architected an entire 420 drop literally from scratch. But anyway, real quick, with the hoodie thing.
You're exposing yourself right now. People get to see this.
When an NFT brand charges you like $100 for a hoodie, it's actually warranted because all of the hoodies that you can print on
suck.
They suck unless you literally go to the $60 or $70 price point.
It's so expensive.
Yeah, it's really expensive. Bounce said, can you imagine what non-public team meetings are like? Clemente, you wanted to weigh in with something?
No, never mind. Still working on it.
All right, well, this will get resolved.
Dude, someone DM'd me about a wrong address. Come on, guys. Come on. I need the right addresses.
Grindr now works.
Grindr works, baby.
If someone fucking gets this.
Grindr works. We're making it. You can add it to your cart. Oh, well, you got to add the discount.
The discount's not working.
Got to add the discount. There we go.
I'm just paying for it. Fuck it.
Discount is being added right now.
I'm now going to go refund myself on all these things.
Like, I just love the message getting sent to the shop. I'm like, hey, can you refund the Nick O'Neill orders? Is the mouse pad sold out? That I thought that would like sell the fuck out.
I don't know. Interesting. It doesn't. Yeah, it says
we have 54 in stock. No one cares about that.
I thought it was going to sell out right away.
This is why we're doing this, to figure out what like people want. I guess the skate decks are super duper exciting to people, and the grinder, I suppose. Yeah. Well, it's not like we're going to be just doing grinders on a regular basis. It's like a 420 one-time thing. But
well, apparently I can get an ashtray.
Okay. There you go.
Maybe I bought an ashtray.
Okay. So what the item that sold out right away is the skate deck, huh? What's so funny?
People are trying. The arson comments are insane.
Where's the arson? I don't understand. Where's the arson?
They're asking like multiple. They're like, is it Arson Smith? They're looking on LinkedIn trying to find him.
Why are you guys looking up arson? What do you care about arson for?
Saying arson is arson's using all the merch and he's not shipping it out.
Arson doesn't care about the merch. He just cares about providing us fantastic service as a vendor.
I'm not getting the free shipping, though. That's definitely still not working. Oh, maybe I did. Let's see what it is. Nope. Got to pay. I paid $5 for... How's the ashtray only $10?
I think that was the MSRP. We just went off of MSRPs for this.
Huh. The fact that I don't have that skate deck, though, is infuriating. So here's what's going to happen. One of you in the audience, I'm going to cancel your order.
Clemente, did we set aside a skate deck for a giveaway?
Yeah, but we already gave it away.
Nick, 1000%, the skate deck's yours, buddy.
So, Nick, what did you try?
I'm bringing the skate deck to your house.
Nick, 100%. What did you get? So, what did you get where you didn't get the discount? Did you get over $40 in spending?
I bought the grinder and I didn't get the discount. I got the discount on 40. So I need to spend over $40 for the free shipping.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a bunch of orders. I bought three separate orders. Okay. So I didn't realize that this was. Thanks for the acknowledgement, Witters. I am a pro skater.
There you go. People seem to be enjoying this content. What are we at with the auctions?
That other bug is fixed, so that's good. Okay. We're now $40,000 for the bong.
No, we're not. What's the auction at?
$1,000.
$1,000 is
people racing to outbid someone for $1,000.
$169 for the dab rig.
How much did this one cost us?
So what's the technique? I
don't know anything about dabbing.
We couldn't figure what I saw this thing and I had no idea what the hell this was.
Well, it's a dab rig. I mean, Nick, do you know what dabbing is?
I mean, I know about the oil thing, but I don't know like the functionality of how this works. It's literally just like a hole there.
Yeah. Yeah, but you put in I guess with the dabbers, you buy the rig. And then there's personal preference for the dabbing. This is a new world. I do not know about the world of dabbing, but it's apparently an entire world with its own distinct culture. Specifically, when I met Action Bronson, he was carrying one of these. So we were at the airport. He was traveling with a case like this. And in his case was his dab rig, because I guess it's a very personal thing. And I suppose that people have their preferences. So you buy the rig, then you separately have your preference for the tool that is used for the rig, blah, blah, blah. And then we gave them the dabber, which is that thing.
So this is the dabber.
That the hand thing is the dabber.
Got it. And then you just stick it in the hole.
This rig does not come with a banger, which I learned, because people have personal preferences with bangers. So whoever gets this will rock their own banger. If you dab, you know about this.
Got it. So this is out of my expertise. I'm more of a seed oil.
The THC per dose. I'm looking at how much THC is in this. 20 to 40 milligrams of THC for the smallest dose on here. This is a heavy. People that are dabbing are consuming a heavy amount of THC.
Well, real quick, Rick Starr just waited and he said, that's okay. I have tons of bangers. Because that's like, you know, the dab people, they got the bangers ready. This terminology is also wild.
We have a bunch of bots going off on our comments right now, pretending to be support. Guys, those are not support.
Oh my God, dude.
Stay on and keep your head in a swivel.
Where?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, unless it's literally Clemente or me or the official Bodogas account, do not answer anybody. There is no tech support besides us. There's four grinders left.
How many ashtrays? 30 ashtrays left.
Okay.
Shirts are available. 7 shirts left.
Well, that's only in that size. So there might be more than that.
Oh, so it's medium or large. I might get one.
I asked you what you wanted.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the full
product. Oh, look at that.
No, he did ask me, though. It was a very
sweet look at that,
Nick.
Dude, I'm going to give you the skate deck off my back, please. But I just need to understand the policy from now on. If you want one of every item.
I've been months developing something that looks sick, and I'm like, yo, this is fire.
This is the first thing we've made that looks sick.
Skate deck real quick. Expand the skate deck because I want to explain something to people. Actually, the better one, let's load the tray. So look at this character. Let's load the tray. Let's zoom in on that. Okay. So when I saw this image, I immediately thought, holy shit, this character is awesome. So real quick, if you're still paying attention, if you're still watching this show, give me your thoughts. I'm curious on your opinion. The current, like, when you look at this character, do you think we should adopt something with this character? Like, do you think this version of, we call him Buddy, is what the Bodago character is. What do you think about, I'm curious, do you think we should adopt this as like a main character inside of our system? Like, look at this guy. He's got this like weed costume on. I think it's just hilarious. I just think like we should be making something out of this character. And look at that. I mean, this is so good.
He's got ass.
With the little butt.
Yeah, dude, this is so good that I just think like this guy is like, we should have like a plushie made of this guy, because he's just like super legit. Shouldn't be a main character, according to swapup.eth. But hey, swapup.eth, we're now weed business. Okay.
Highly.
That they said, they thought Pio said it. That was Clemente.
Yeah, Clemente said it. We're
copying what one of our team men, the main guy that does this art. That's how I say it. Buddy's body. How do you say it?
Buddy's body.
No, that's not how it is.
I don't know.
Say it, Clemente.
He was saying it.
No, it's
Buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy's.
Buddy's body.
I draw Bodogo.
I draw Bodogo.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
I draw Bodogo. I draw body.
We were just laughing because, like, the artists, they just literally draw Bodogos all day. Like, that's the job. They just draw the Bodogos characters all day. Wicked funny.
In different forms. This tray is so sick, though.
I'll grab it real quick. So it's got like the magnetic top. So you remove the magnetic top.
Pin Pio here. How do we pin?
I got it.
Hold on a second. And also look at your lighting.
Nice.
You're still really dark. You're super underexposed.
Because of the automatic settings on the camera. Cool.
Nick, did you get a tray?
I did. I think. Yes, I did.
And you, did the free shipping work for you? Let me try.
On that order, I got free shipping because I spent $90.
Nice. Okay, so it's working.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was only for orders over $40. I thought it was all Bodagos got free orders, but.
We said it on the show.
Dabrig.
210, 10 bids.
$1,000 is going to be tough. Avro just really threw his weight around on this one. Just an absolute legend. This is, and by the way, this is a 3-day auction. It'll finish up on Monday at 10 a.m. All right, let's see if this free shipping works.
Yo, shout out to everyone that participated in this drop. We're really excited about this. Like, this is pretty awesome. We're glad that you guys like the products. We're going to do more of them. By the way, the rolling papers, there's still 22 of them. It's $5. Just buy it. There's literally 22 of them. Just buy it. It's $5. Throw it on there. Y'all ape thousands of dollars into a random shit coin. You can spend $5.
Rick Starr, I thought the descriptions and the pictures, you know, kind of summed this up, but I'm glad he asked. The case comes with the rigs. With the tube and the dab rig, you get the case.
Yeah, it's basically like a gun case.
It's a Pelican case. It's actually what, like, you know, lighting. People use it to carry lighting and stuff.
Yeah, military people.
Okay.
They are? People are complaining?
Some people are asking about the discount and whether it's working, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Yeah, free shipping works for me. Cool.
Let's go.
If you, so here's the thing, real quick on that note, you have to make sure that JavaScript is enabled and cookies on your computer for that discount system to work. I was using a Brave browser and it wasn't, and you need to disable it both on bodagos.com or shop.bodagos.com and shopify.com. Otherwise,
damn, that feels like a weird amount of stuff to have to do. I'm surprised. We'll obviously troubleshoot this, you know?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that you just assumed installing a plugin would just naturally work and everything would run smoothly given your lack of experience with development. But yeah, no, I mean, that's...
It did run pretty smooth. I mean, I guess that there's a few bugs that we're going to troubleshoot, but there's not going to be that much follow-up after this, which is nice. Well, really, really pumped to trend towards normal and just function with a Shopify store, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm excited. This has been great. Looking forward to this.
Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around for the fun little 420 drop session that we just had. Everybody have a good rest of your day. We're going to get a little, here we go.
Witter says 65 blocks. How long does that take? This says 10 hours.
7 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern.
Have a good day, everyone. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you guys later.